The Unique Journey of Father John Wanorny, W-A-N-A-U-R-N-Y. This article is written by Father Tim Mulroy. I'm the last of the Wanornys in the USA, a chuckle, and maybe the last in the entire world. Father John Wanorny would muse from time to time during the last 20 years of his life. On several occasions, he searched telephone directories and the internet in the hope of finding another person with the Wanorny family name, but to no avail. And with Father Wanorny's death in August of 2023, at the age of 89, it seems that his family name died with him. However, Father Wanorny was unique, not just because of his unique family name, but more importantly because of the kind of person he was. He was the only person I ever met who readily recognized his own experience of memory loss, accepted it gracefully, and embraced its implications for his own life. I can still clearly recall a Monday morning phone call from Father Wanorny many years ago. And at that time, as a physically fit 80-year-old, he was ministering in a Columban parish in California. However, after we exchanged pleasantries, he said, "We have a problem," which he followed with his trademark chuckle. He then proceeded to tell me that the previous day, as he lifted the Host for the Lamb of God refrain during Sunday Mass, his mind had gone blank, and while he had remained calm and after a few moments was able to resume the celebration of the Mass, he realized that this was a clear sign that he was beginning to lose his memory. He concluded our conversation by saying, "I think you need to start looking for my replacement here in the parish." A chuckle. "It's not urgent, but it seems best that I move into the Columban community with you there in Omaha." And after our conversation finished, I felt a mixture of disbelief and sadness. As a Columban missionary priest for 55 years, Father Wanorny was well known for his talents and commitment to mission. And throughout those decades, he had ministered in the Philippines, Brazil and Mexico, as well as in various places across the USA. He had learned Cebuano, Portuguese and Spanish, and had been close to the people he served. However, he now recognized that it was time to leave those glory days behind and set out on a new stage of his mission journey. And when the arrangements for his replacement in the parish were finalized a few months later, Father Wanorny joined the Columban community in Omaha. There, he delighted in the rhythm of community life, daily prayer, long walks and novels. And from time to time, he drove to his hometown, Chicago, where he visited his brother-in-law and some friends. However, 18 months later, after he had returned from one of his weekend trips to Chicago, he asked to see me and proceeded to tell me that while he knew the streets around his family home like the back of his hand, during his recent visit to that neighborhood, he had become disoriented and lost his way on a few occasions. He said, "This means it's time for me to move into the Columban's retirement home." And during the next 2 weeks, Father Wanorny packed his few belongings, cleaned his room and said his goodbyes. He was planning to drive the 1,500-mile, 2,400-kilometre journey to the Columban retirement home in Bristol, Rhode Island, stopping along the way in Chicago for a final farewell. However, in light of what he had told me about his previous visit to that city, I felt apprehensive about his plan and only agreed to do it after receiving a reassurance that he would phone me immediately if he experienced any problem along the way. True to form, Father Wanorny not only arrived safely at the Columban retirement home, but he did so a day ahead of schedule. And moreover, upon arrival, he handed his car keys to the priest in charge, Father John Berger, saying, "I won't be needing these again," followed by a chuckle. And that trip was the last time Father Wanorny sat behind the steering wheel. During the years that followed, I visited the Columban retirement community from time to time and enjoyed many interesting conversations with him, even though his memory continued to deteriorate. He often recalled his boyhood days in Chicago, the thrill of becoming a champion ice skater, and at the age of 14, his first missionary journey of 500 miles by train to the Columban Minor Seminary in Silver Creek, New York. And during one of our conversations, he recalled that as a seminarian, he had frequently recited the following prayer composed by St. Ignatius of Loyola. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and possess. Thou hast given all to me. To thee, O Lord, I return it. All is thine. Dispose of it wholly according to thy will. Give me thy love and thy grace, for this is sufficient for me. Father Manorni then explained, as a young seminarian, I had recited that prayer without realizing what it really entailed. Another chuckle. And now, more than 60 years later, I realize that on so many occasions I had offered my memory to the Lord. A chuckle. Well, the good Lord is finally taking me at my word. A chuckle. Father John Manorni was not just the last of his family line. He was also one of a kind. That article written by Father Tim Mulroy. Father Mulroy is Superior General of the St. Columban's Mission Society and lives and works in Hong Kong.